Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Great Awakening Meditation and Visualization. It is awesome having you here for another day of powerful transformation. And so I am sitting here just a titch embarrassed because there were a couple of you on the line and my mic was live and I had a temper tantrum. Oh my goodness, we are all human and adorable, aren't we? So, the blinds behind me wouldn't shut, and I smashed my finger. So I had a two-year-old temper tantrum, and I swore really badly. So for those who were listening and on early, my sincere apologies. You did not need to hear that this morning. Well, maybe you did because you were there. So, anyway, we get to be gentle with ourselves right now. We get to feel our feelings. So that's it. That's what I was doing. I was modeling. I was modeling for you all. Feel your feelings. So when you crush your finger in a blind that won't shut for some reason, if you're feeling frustrated or upset, you get to feel it, and then it's over. You know, I've talked for many years that I have a bit of a temper. So a couple of you heard that this morning. And again, my sincere apologies. However, I am definitely human, and I've had a temper my whole life, and we get to know that there's a really good reason why we're feeling the feelings that we're feeling, and so we get to acknowledge it and feel it and allow it. And in this case, you know, it was a tiny bit embarrassing because normally I do this completely by myself, but there was an open mic when I did it, and I said some bad swear words when I had my little temper tantrum. So, and I get to feel what I'm feeling now, too. And it's not bad or wrong what happened. But, you know, I got caught. Oh, that's always fun. And my temper was a coping mechanism that helped me to survive. So just think about what has been your default? What has been your default upset, your reactive emotion? What's it been? Is it fight or flight or freeze? What is the sympathetic nervous system doing in those moments? Mine's obviously fight. there's nothing to forgive. So someone just said, forgive yourself. And that's lovely, a lovely, lovely sentiment, but there's nothing to forgive because I didn't do anything wrong. And that's the point right now, which is we get to feel our feelings. We get to, and then use it in the moment and notice what is, what's happening here. So in this moment, we get to just notice, what is my default reaction? Do I lash out, which is kind of a fight thing. That's definitely something that I do. Do I freeze and try and kind of get paralyzed, you know, paralyzed by procrastination, that idea? Or do I run away? Do I run away? And that means sometimes that can look like lack of commitment or not getting things done. All of those things are totally okay. They're fine. The opportunity now is to notice what's our default. What's our default? What's our default upsetting emotion, our default reaction? And then we get to use that to first of all, simply shining the light of consciousness on what the default is a powerful, powerful moment of healing. That alone changes everything. So when you are noticing what your default is, and you're welcome to share on the form here, if you're on the free listening or the paid listening salon, you're welcome to share in the forum what your default is. You're welcome to share on Facebook Live what your default is. As you all know, I am simulcasting this on two platforms. So some people really just like audio. Some people love video. So I'm doing both. So what's your default? What's your default upset? Is it fight, flight, or freeze? And then notice what the default emotion is. My default emotion is anger. My secondary amazing default has been in the past judgment. That is definitely changing in recent years. That is diminishing. But the anger is still definitely there. And, you know, I have really good reasons to be angry. You know, I I had an extremely challenging childhood, alcoholism, narcissism, sexual abuse. So I had a wonderful template of dysfunction to push against, to discover the love that I am and the power that I am and the light that I am. And so, you know, notice what it is. And share here, if you'd like, what your default is. So crying is Peggy's. Becoming a victim is Karen. Very good. This is really, really insightful stuff. When we notice this stuff, when we notice it, we are now kind of in command of it instead of it running subconsciously in the background that we're not aware of. Right, so when we bring it into conscious attention, we now have command over it, if you will. We can do something with it. Yeah, so Julia's fight. That's right. And so now that we understand that, there's almost like a relief that happens in the system. So Emily is freeze. Claudia, or Gisela is freeze. Ulf is fleeing. Yes, good. And so just notice what it feels like to notice that. What's it like to notice and to name and to understand now that that is your dominant default reaction to dysfunction or upset? It's a good thing to understand. And it doesn't mean that you have to change it or suppress it or repress it. By all means, no. But notice it. Notice it and then use it. The next time it happens, use it. The next time it happens, you're going to be in the moment, and this is going to be part of you on the periphery. That's how you say that word. Wounded child is Leslie Freeze, yes. You're going to be on the periphery now as kind of an observer noticing, wow, look at that, I'm freezing. Fascinating. And every time you do that and you're on the periphery and you're more on the periphery and you're more on the periphery and then suddenly you're in the moment saying, I'm freezing and I have a choice in this moment, in this nanosecond, to maybe have a slightly different reaction or response, I should say. So those things are reactions. They're instinctual. They come from the sympathetic nervous system mixed with the amygdala. And now we can shift our attention to it. And by doing these daily meditations and visualizations, we are doing just that. And then suddenly we find ourselves in the moment going, wow, look at that. And, you know, for me today, like I said, I got caught. There was a live mic here, darn you, that caught me having a full-on temper tantrum and swearing because the blinds wouldn't shut properly and I squished my fingers. And so I was 3 years old going, yeah! But I didn't do that. I swore really badly. And there was about 4 or 5 people that got to hear that. Oh, my goodness. So that was great for me to experience that. First of all, it allowed us to have this conversation. I trust my life so implicitly. I trust that moment that maybe it's time for me to play with those little temper tantrums. And not to stop them, not to repress them, not to suppress them, but to observe them, to be present with them, and to love the part of me that needed that for so long. Cool, huh? So guidance told me that on day 22, we're going to do a longer session, so I'm not sure when day 22 is. Let's see, that will be, Monday. So on Monday, May the 4th, we're going to do, maybe I should do it on day 21, which is a Sunday. For those of you who are watching this much later, don't worry about it. So I think I'm going to do it on day 21. I'm going to do a longer one because it's a Sunday. And it's probably going to be an hour session, and we're going to do some spontaneous transformation technique healing. So it just feels like around day 21, day 22, it's important for us to actually go in and do some healing work. We are doing that all along with the meditation and visualization, but I'm a really big fan of my system of healing that goes into the core and actually heals those parts of us that needs to have that default reaction. Okay, so just take note that we're going to do that. Wow, can you believe it's 21 days on Sunday? Isn't that something? And just a quick commercial break before we dive into the meditation. Sunday is also the end of the big sale that I'm doing. So I'm doing a really big sale of a bundle of amazing products that that have been really proven, used by thousands. There's some of my older products. Some of them are a couple of years old, but just as powerful. And in fact, they feel like they're almost designed for right now. One is 21 days of stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. So overcoming it, really changing the vibration of that. And the other is 21 days of money and prosperity. Isn't that cool? Those two things feel perfect for right now. You can do this simultaneously to these meditations. They're about 30 to 40 minutes a day. And there's also Understanding Men with Jen, which is a wonderful, wonderful program. I apprenticed with Alison Armstrong. Her work is amazing. And so the result is those 9 modules of different ways that we can understand men. Really, we're understanding ourselves, we're understanding the masculine and the feminine, and we really shift our relationships dramatically. It has saved my life. I didn't like men for a really long time because of what happened to me in childhood. And now I have this understanding of what's really going on. It's kind of like what we do in the meditation. And then the final thing you get is the soul threads, which includes sound vibration, beautiful multi-dimensional journeys where we understand our patterns that we brought to this lifetime to heal and evolve and grow. And then there's a bunch of bonuses too. It's a pretty cool offer. It's about $750 worth of products, and it's $67. So I put it way, 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 way down so that you guys could take advantage of a bunch of other products beyond what you're doing here in the meditation to really go deep into healing. So that's of interest. Let me give you the URL. It's www, make sure you use www, then STT, as in Spontaneous Transformation Technique, sttsale.com. So www.sttsale.com/STT Spring Sale. STT Spring Sale, all one word, all lowercase. So sttsale.com/STT Spring Sale. Okay, got it? So let's dive into the meditation, shall we? And, of course, we're going to use the what if. And the 3 or 4 minutes that I use to guide you in is also powerful, powerful vibrational transformation. So there's all kinds of it. Oh, cool. Let's see. Jetta just shared that she bought the spring sale today. Looking forward to diving in. Yay, thank you. Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. So hopefully if enough of you buy it today, I can actually pay my rent tomorrow. Business has been a little slow. So by buying the sale or upgrading to own this series, you're really helping me out because business has taken a big hit during this whole pandemic. And no worries if you can't do it. You're getting this absolutely free. You're good. And so don't feel like you're missing out. It's all okay. If it's something that's calling you, do invest. If you can't do it, that's totally, totally fine, okay? All right. So let's play right now with this very moment. So let's ask the question, what if I were in this very moment right here, in the still point of this prescient moment, in the now, in the neutral now? What if that were true? What do you think that might feel like? Again, what if kind of detours around the mind and allows you to get right there. You don't want to use what if. You can just claim it. You can use both of these things at the same time, too. So claiming it looks like I am in the moment. And what's that like? What if I were in this moment of now, in the still point of the neutral now? What would that be like if that were true? And alternatively, or as well, I am in the neutral now. I am in the prescient stillness of now. Well, what's that like? And when I say what's that like, I really want you to describe what it's like. And that is shining the light of consciousness on it. When we bring conscious attention to anything, it awakens, expands, and grows. It amplifies. So what's it like to be in the neutral now? We're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into that neutral now, into this moment here. And as you do so, you might notice your body relaxing. We're going to do a couple of deep breaths here too. So as you move your attention and your intention into the neutral now, notice that your mind starts to quiet. Does that feel true? As you go deeper and deeper into this moment, notice that your body starts to relax. that your tongue gets heavier in your mouth. Your face releases. Your jaw lets go, and the muscle between your temple and your jaw lengthens, softens, and elongates. As you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the now, into the still point of the moment, you can feel your neck and shoulders releasing and letting go. Your posture might change a little bit. And I recommend, if you can, to sit up. Don't lie down for these. When you lie down, it's telling your body to sleep. And you want to be conscious for this. So feel that quiet kind of taking over. We're going to do a couple of deep breaths. And the breath starts at the belly. So between the pubic bone and the belly button is where the breath starts, if you want to put your hand there. And that your hand should raise first, and then your chest raises second. So we're going to do a couple of deep breaths. If you want to make a sound on the exhale, you can. Here we go. If you want to do the dragon breath, you can. Just stick your tongue out. Another deep breath, belly breath. One more of those, a breath that feels, that's a deep breath with a sound on the exhale. So you can either be the dragon breath, meaning you stick your tongue out and you stare at something on the wall and close your eyes again. Here we go. There we go. Close your eyes. And feel the deepening of the moment. Feel that tongue heavy in your mouth. Feel the face and the neck and the shoulders relax. Feel the muscles down the back relax and your limbs relax. Feel space kind of expanding in your muscles and your cells and your body and your mind and your thoughts. Space and quiet, stillness. And now we're going to use this deepening of the moment to go into the center of our very soul, whatever that looks like for you, and however you like to get there, use that. That's it. So bring your attention into the very center of your very soul. And feel yourself going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into that center point. It's like a deepening can happen as you notice the stillness, the divine neutrality, the pure still point, the zero point, the no thing. That's it. Notice yourself moving deeper and deeper into that stillness, into that quiet, into that divine neutral. So that there are no attachments, no expectations, no conditions here at all. There's just this beautiful, pure safety and quiet and stillness. And as you notice that you're in the center of your soul, and again, you can use a what if. What if I were in the center of my soul right now? What might that feel like if it were true? What might that feel like if it were true? If I were in the center of my soul right now? That's it. It's a nice shift happening there as we recognize the center point. That's it. It's a shift happening here. Beautiful. As you're standing now in the center of your soul or sitting, whatever feels right for you, as you are in the center point of your soul, just describe it to yourself. What's it like? And you can claim for yourself here, I am the stillness. I am the divine neutrality. I am the quiet. I am stillness itself. I am quiet. I am the frequency of quiet. I am neutrality. I am divine neutrality. And what's that feel like? What's that like? That's it. Beautiful. And now feel yourself in that center point of your soul. And feel now the connection to spirit. Feel your connection to soul. Feel the bandwidth opening up as you stand in the center of your soul. That's it. So feel yourself standing in the center of your soul and feel that connection. So what if I were really standing in the center of my soul right now? Ask yourself that. What if I were really connected to my soul, to spirit, to my divine essence? What if that were true? What do you think that might be like if it were true? You can in turn claim it by just saying, I am divine love. I am divine love. And as you feel that connection, you notice that the infinite eternal energy, it's as if you're pulling it in. Does that feel true? You can feel yourself now standing in that beautiful place, receiving the infinite eternal energy. Ooh, beautiful. And so now we're going to move into the quiet for about 10 minutes. We might run a little bit long today, folks. Apologies. So just feel yourself in that place. And if at any time your mind decides to intervene, you can just say, hello, beautiful mind. I know you have a really good reason for interjecting or wanting to take over, and yet I've got this. I've got this, and I'm going to stay in the center of my soul in this pure stillness and quiet. And I invite you to join me and set a place for your beautiful mind where it can come and sit and experience the quiet. This is a gift for the mind, a gift of respite, of quiet. That's it. There we go. There's a nice shift there. And so as we go into the quiet, at any point in time, we can just remind the mind, if it starts to interject, just quiet, stillness. I am still, I am quiet. Thank you, mind, and yet quiet, stillness. There we go, and here we go into the silence. Just notice what it feels like in the center of your soul after that respite. And just remember that all you need is 2 minutes. 2 minutes of quiet, that's it. And it's working its magic. So even if your mind was a little active, it's okay. Gods are telling me that all of you got 2 full minutes. And so we're going to do a little process now, a little visualization now around support. So as we stand in this beautiful place of quiet, we notice that there are individuals. The veils are thin, and so we've got this beautiful connection to divinity that we created, to our divine nature. And that also allowed in the highest levels of vibrational support in the form of our entourage, our guides, our allies, our teachers. If you've done any shamanism, your power animals are coming through. There's master teachers that are part of your support network in the unseen realms. There might be Jesus or Mary or some other master. They're coming through too. Your higher self is here present. That's it. And there's angels and archangels. There might be some high vibrating loved ones past, people that are have done a ton of work on the other side and are able to come through as real angels of support. So, for example, I have some loved ones past, and they're not at this level, so they're not coming through. But I have my sister is an angel, so she's coming through, my sister who passed. So only the highest levels of love and light are here present now in the form of your support. And I just want you to, oh, my God, they love you so much. Feel the love that is coming towards you. Feel the celebration of you that is happening right now among these guides and allies. Feel how much they love you. And they take action right now to express their love, whatever that looks like for you. It might just look like energy coming towards you. There might be some physical touch and hugging, whatever feels right for you. Just allow that in and feel and receive this really refined, powerful divine support. Feel what it feels like to be supported. Notice it. Shine the light of consciousness by describing what it feels right now to have this amazing support network, to be consciously understanding and knowing that this is real. And now what does it feel like to be supported? And now these beautiful, this network, this entourage of powerful supporters, they're just going to, some of them will share, maybe all of them will share, but certainly a couple of them will share with you how they support you, how they've supported you in the past. For example, there's someone whispering in my ear that they're always nudging me on the path of love for myself and for others. And so there's one guy in particular who's just sharing with me that they love me so much and they just want to remind me of the love that they are, and they do that all the time. They whisper in my divine ear ways to do that, to nurture myself, to love myself. And all, none of it is forced, none of it is sent energy. It's all just beautiful support. And the support comes honoring the tempo of our soul, the pace of our evolution. And so that someone else might share that with you. That we follow the guidance of this beautiful soul higher self and we work together with that. We've got, and they show you the map and the plan. They show you that they've got a plan that they are working towards that was created before you came to this planet. It had strong intentions and set experiments for how you might evolve and grow and heal. How you might have overcome some karma from past lives. It was all set in advance. And just as we talked about before, that the adventure was set, but not the exact experiences. So we have this wonderful free will constantly And they're just sharing how much they love us and sharing ways that they support us. Some of you might feel, I'm feeling some hands on my back. And they whisper often to me, you've got this, and we've got you. So many times they whisper to me, there, there, sweet one, it's all going to be okay. You might be getting a sense of this too. Yours might be whispering in different ways. We feel that as we bring conscious understanding to it, there's an amplification happening in our very energy field. It's as if the light that we are just got brighter. Does that feel like that's true? We feel the support that is there. We feel and start to know and have trust and faith that we are supported. That there's this beautiful plan and set of experiments that we've set up for ourselves. And there's also this wonderful free will that we get to use. And there's another thing that now these beautiful support network is supporting us and expanding our vibrational energy by becoming conscious of their presence and by creating this sense of trust and faith in their support. Does that feel true? What's that like to have trust and faith that this support network is here and they are definitely helping us every day and every moment? What's that feel like to know that and feel that there's an amplification and a potency in your energy field? The light that you are is brightening. Does that feel true? And they want you to know that all you have to do is ask, and they're there. If you need support, if you need some extra help, they are there always. All you have to do is say, my beautiful entourage, I need some help right now. They know what you need help for. You don't have to tell them. Just ask them for that extra support. They're so happy that we are having this conversation so that you know that you get to ask anytime you need support. And just that understanding has, again, increased your field, increased the potency of your power, increased the very light that you are. Does that feel true? Whoa, there's a nice shift happening here. And so now I want you to really notice this power and light that is pulsing in you right now and growing as you become aware of it. Does that feel true? And now all of our entourage and support networks are here to enhance and support that beautiful pulse of light that we are. And that pulse of light is actually the pulse of love. Does that feel true? And so as we pulse this love right now, whoa, and all of our guides are supporting us in pulsing that love. And they in turn, by supporting us, are also pulsing love. Does that feel true? And as this pulse of love gets bigger and brighter, it now kind of creates this ripple on the planet. This pulse of our light and the love that we are ripples now on the planet over and over again. The light is now out. It's on the planet. And it's now disrupting anything that is not love. And it's not harming or changing or manipulating. It is simply disrupting anything that is love. That's what love does. It's simply disrupting what is not love. And it is shifting things a little bit. And what they're showing me is those people that are doing evil or bad or really promoting darkness in the world. It's as if they're a little bit off balance now with the love that is here for them. That the light that we are, we don't have to do anything. We don't have to send. We just get to be. And that is creating this beautiful, beautiful support for them to be off balance and maybe turn their head to the direction of love. They sniff it. They smell it and go, oh, I kind of like that. And some of them now turn their head, lean into the love that is just simply rippling off of us. Does that feel true? And we watch the world shift a little bit as love moves into the world and lovingly disrupts the dark, lovingly shines light into those dark corners. And those people that felt trapped and had no choice now can see that there's a choice of love here, that they can shift into this love if they choose. It's too strong to ignore now. The light is too strong too powerful. And all we have to do is feel the support and allow that support to buoy our light, expand our light, and it just simply automatically ripples into the world. Does that feel true? There we go. Beautiful, beautiful. There's nothing more we have to do except to be the light that we are. That's it. And just notice what it feels like in this moment to feel and know and maybe have an inkling of a possibility of a maybe that it's true that we are so supported. That's it. What's that like? And notice that our light is enhanced right now and our power is enhanced and love is therefore enhanced. And we are emanating that. We are a refraction of divine love at this moment. So just like a crystal, you know, when sunlight shines on it and it refracts rainbows into the world, that's what we are doing. We are a sliver. We are a crystalline sliver of divinity itself, refracting love into the world right now. Does that feel true? Whoa, it's a nice shift here. Beautiful. Oh my gosh. That was profound. So just feel what it feels like right now to be that refraction of divine light. And when you're ready, bring your attention back into the room that you're in. You might want to wiggle your toes and your fingers and open your eyes to this world that now has a refraction of love from thousands of us circulating. What's it feel like to know and have faith in the support that we have? And that support creates an expansion of energy. And we are unstoppable. Does that feel true? Oh my gosh, this has been great. Thank you. What a powerful day, 18, and I apologize for going a little over, but thank you for sticking with it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, if you'd like to own this, go to www.meditationvisualization.com/daily shift. And you can own these and have a practice long after this is over, if you'd like. And www.stttsale.com/STT Spring Sale is if you want to take advantage of the sale. I love you. I thank you. And I will see you for day 19. Bye-bye, everyone.